coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, and thanks for tuning into Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. A special welcome to any first-time visitors. I hope that you will enjoy and be edified by what you hear and will return for many weeks to come. My name is Tapani Simayoki and I serve as pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, on the south coast of England, and it's my great pleasure to be your host in Sunday Cantata. Thank you to all the listeners who have written in with feedback. Both the kind words of appreciation and the constructive suggestions for improvement are very much appreciated. Listener Tuomo from Finland commented tactfully on the speed of delivery by yours truly. Consequently, I shall work very hard today on a slightly more measured tone. He also suggested a regular refresher of some of the introductory background material from the first episode to refresh memories and for the benefit of new listeners. Very sensible suggestions, thank you. In fact, today's cantata gives us a good opportunity to do just that. Today is Sexagesima Sunday, or the second Sunday before Lent. The church year 1724-1725 was Bach's first full year in office at the St. Thomas Church in Leipzig. Since 1724 was also the bicentenary of the publication of the first Lutheran hymnal in Wittenberg, Bach embarked on a project, one he didn't actually manage to complete, to compose a cycle of chorale cantatas for the whole church year. That is, these would be cantatas centered not on the Bible readings for each Sunday, but on the hymn of the day, several of which were actually first published in that historic hymnal of 1524. There was nothing particularly unique about this project in the Lutheran Church at the time or in Bach's career. The writing of cantatas for church services was considered to be one of the chief duties of the cantor, or director of music, of an important town or city church. Bach wasn't even a particularly prolific composer of cantatas in terms of sheer numbers. His contemporary and friend, the great Georg Philipp Telemann, was able to write a cantata in a day, and so managed to compose 12 annual cycles, or about 700 cantatas. Bach's predecessor in Leipzig had written 14 annual cycles. But the biscuit goes to the undisputed champion of cantata writing, Johann Philipp Krieger, who churned out an incredible 2,000 church cantatas in his career. By contrast, Bach wrote only, as it were, 300 or so cantatas. But what makes Bach the real champion of cantata composition is that unlike the thousands of rather ordinary compositions turned out by his peers, each of Bach's cantatas is a masterpiece. Even though at his peak he too was writing a new cantata every week or fortnight, he managed to create unfailingly beautiful and enduring works time and again. As a result, Bach's cantata output is one of the most incredible musical achievements in the history of music, especially since the majority of these works were produced in the course of a little over half a decade in the 1720s, after Bach's appointment as cantor in Leipzig. Many of these 1720s cantatas are chorale cantatas, using the text and music of the hymn of the day for some of the movements, the text with new music for others, and paraphrasing other parts of the hymn. Today's cantata, Erhalt uns Herr bei deinem Wort, BWB 126 in the catalogue of Bach's works, is one such cantata, first performed on the 4th of February, 1725. The Gospel reading for Sexagesima Sunday is the parable of the sower, where some of the seed falls on the path, some on rocky ground, some in the thorns, and some in good soil, and only the latter produces abundant harvest. Afterwards, Jesus explains that the seed is God's word, and the different kinds of soil are different kinds of hearers. For hearers of God's word, there is always the danger that the devil or temptations of the world will take it away and stifle it. This danger is in view in the hymn that forms the basis of the cantata, Erhalt uns Herr bei deinem Wort, known in English as Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. The hymn was written by Martin Luther for children to sing, and I quote, against the two arch-enemies of Christ and his holy church, the Pope and the Turk. In the time of the Reformation, not only was there a great struggle for the gospel within Christendom, but also the Muslim armies of the Ottoman Empire were threatening Christian Europe, reaching at one point the gates of Vienna. So the church at the time was very aware of both a spiritual warfare and a very literal warfare being fought over the gospel. There is, of course, nothing uniquely 16th century about this. In the letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul likens the struggle between God and the devil, in which Christians are caught up, as warfare, for which Christians must equip themselves with the armour of God, truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. Bach takes this military image and creates a marvellous martial soundscape to accompany the words. Some modern commentators express surprise that Bach should have created such a bellicose cantata at a time when neither the papacy nor the Turkish armies were a direct threat to the Lutheran Church. But such astonishment only goes to show that these moderns have no understanding of the reality of spiritual warfare, which was taken for granted by people such as Bach, who were steeped in the scriptures. The cantata opens with a choral fantasia, setting the opening stanza of Luther's hymn. Preserve us, Lord, with your word, and deflect the murderous rage of the Pope and the Turk, who want to cast down Jesus Christ, your Son, from his throne. Modern versions of this hymn no longer have the explicit reference to the Pope and the Turk, but rather to those who would cast Christ aside by deceit or sword. But whether the enemy is explicitly named or not, the point remains the same. Christians must attend to God's word in order to be protected from the murderous intent of God's enemies, which would stifle all faith. In this movement, the chorale melody is sung in a slow cantus firmus by the sopranos of the choir, while the other parts are woven together with the orchestral parts, which include the military sounds of the trumpet. The second movement, a tenor aria, is a paraphrase of the second stanza of Luther's hymn. Send your might from on high, Lord of lords, mighty God, to give joy to your church and to scatter the bitter mockery of the enemies in an instant. This is technically one of the most challenging tenor arias in all of Bach's output, as well as a masterclass in word painting. It starts gently enough with an exquisite oboe accompaniment helping to create a mood of insistent prayer. In the opening line, the word oben, on high, is sung on a high note. Then the initial calm is broken when the tenor breaks out in rapid notes on the word erfreuen, give joy. And then later to depict the scattering of God's enemies on the word zerstreuen. What follows next is a troped setting of the third stanza. What this means is that the words of the hymn are amplified with additional lines of commentary. The way Bach sets these words is by having the alto and tenor soloist taking turns to sing the troped lines as plain recitatives, but then joining together for the lines from the original chorale. And so it goes like this. The alto sings, "The goodwill and power of men would be of little use if you were not willing to protect your little flock. Together, God the Holy Spirit, you precious comforter." Tenor, "You know that the persecuted city of God has within itself the most evil enemy through the danger of false brethren. Together, give to your people unity of purpose on earth." Alto, "So that we, members of Christ's body, may be one in faith, united in life." Together, "Stand by us in our last agony." Tenor, "Then the last enemy breaks in on us and wants to remove consolation from our hearts. Let yourself be known as our helper." And together, "Lead us out of death into life." This combination of recitative, arioso and chorale is completely unique, not only in Bach's output but in all the music of the time. Next, a bass aria paraphrases the fourth stanza, added to Luther's hymn by his fellow reformer Justus Jonas. "Throw to the ground pompous pride, bring to nothing what they intended. Let the abyss suddenly swallow them up, curb the raging of the enemy's power. May what they long for never come to pass." This aria, accompanied by a virtuosic cello part, is full of dramatic intervals and pauses to create a real sense of pathos. The second stanza added by Jonas is paraphrased in a tenor recitative. Thus are your word and truth made manifest, and present themselves in the highest splendor, so that as you watch over your church, the teaching of your holy word is made fruitful in blessing, and if you are willing to turn towards us as a helper, then the abundance of blessings will be granted to us in peace. Finally, to add to the textual complication, comes the closing chorale, which was usually sung at the end of this hymn in the Leipzig of Bach's time. Both the words and the music are from an entirely different hymn, Verleih uns Frieden gnädiglich, graciously grant us peace, which was Luther's translation of the medieval antiphon Da Pacem Domine, with both the text and the melody expanded by Johann Walther, the editor of the historic 1524 hymnal. Walther's expansion takes its clue from 1 Timothy 2, the exhortation to pray for the authorities as a means of securing peace within which to enjoy a godly life. Luther, Jonas and Walther were all keenly aware, as we all should be, of how much political circumstances dictate the peace in which to promote the life-giving pure doctrine. Whether the government is that of the Pope or the Turk, of a godly prince, or at least a tolerant democracy, really does matter to the Church. Grant us peace in your mercy, Lord God, in our time. There is indeed no one else who can fight the fight for us, except you alone, our God. Grant to our princes and all those in authority peace and good government, so that we among them may lead a calm and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. The two notable features of this simple harmonization are the complete aura of peace, which stands in contrast to the opening military sound, and then the extended Amen at the end, which brings the whole piece to a calm close. And so, in the space of 15 minutes of music, in 6 short movements, Bach and his anonymous librettist have taken us on a journey that beautifully depicts the journey that each Christian faces, from the midst of the spiritual battle of this life into the heavenly peace that Christ is bringing to his Church. Here then is Bach's Sexagesima Cantata, Erhaltus Herr bei deinem Wort, BWV 126. Performed by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Robin Blaze, countertenor, Gerd Türk, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. This performance is found on volume 34 of Bach Collegium's complete cycle of Bach cantatas, released by the Swedish BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK in a high-quality download by eclassical.com.
Sie auf ihn. als dank der letzte Feind herein und wir den Trost von unseren Herzen trennen. Doch lass dich da als unseren Helfer kennen. Gleit uns ins Leben, was dient und gleit uns ins Leben, was dient.
Stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, mache zunichte, mache zunichte, mache zunichte, was sie erdacht, was sie erdacht. Stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, mach mir so nicht mehr, was sie erdacht, was sie erdacht. Machtet so nicht, was sie erdacht. Lass sie den Abgrund plötzlich verschlingen, lass sie den Abgrund plötzlich verschlingen, lass sie den Abgrund plötzlich verschlingen. Wehre dem Tode, wehre dem Tode, feindliche Macht, lass ihr verdammen, immer gelingen, immer, ihr Verlangen, immer gelingen. Stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden. Stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, mache zunichte, mache zunichte, mache zunichte, was sie erdacht, was sie erdacht. Stürze zu Boden, schwierige Stolze, stürze zu Boden, stürze zu Boden.
Boden, stürze zur Boden, schwiss die Gestalze, stürze zur Boden, schwiss die Gestalze, mach mir zunichte, was sie erdacht, was sie erdacht, mach mir zunichte, was sie erdacht.
Wahrheit offenbar und stellt sich im höchsten Glanze dar. Dass du vor deiner Kirche wachst, dass du des heiligen Wortes Lehre zum Segen fruchtbar machst. Und willst du dich als Helfer zu uns kehren, so wird uns denn in Frieden des Segens Überfluss beschieden.
Thank you again for joining me for Sunday Cantata. Do keep your feedback coming. You can write to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk or leave a comment on our Facebook page. And do keep spreading the word. I look forward to your company next week. While you wait for the next episode, why not visit our website to listen to past episodes of Sunday Cantata and to the wealth of other programs available for listening on demand. Go to lutheranradio.co.uk. And do visit the homepage of Our Saviour Lutheran Church at oslc.org.uk to find out more about the congregation I serve. I am Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.